Welcome to McAfee Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Juan Uribe. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Harris. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Aaron Rowand. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Creed. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Kelly Dransfeld. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mark Burley. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Eric Burns. Batting second. The second baseman, Marco Scudero. Batting third. The left fielder, Bobby Keelty. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jermaine Dye. Batting fifth. The DH, Aribil Durazo. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Eric Karros. Batting seventh. The catcher, Damian Miller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Crosby. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Mark McLemore. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mark Mulder. And now, play ball. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Uribe strikes out. One out. Willie Harris is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Harris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Harris moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Lee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harris scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Konerko strikes out. Two outs. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Rowand hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mulder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Scudero strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Keelty takes first base on ball four. Jermaine Dye batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Dye hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keelty moves to second. Aribil Durazo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Durazo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Creed hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kelly Dransfeld is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Dransfeld hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Creed moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar bunts towards the mound. Mulder fields it and throws to first for the out. Creed moves to third. Dransfeld moves to second. One out. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uribe is 0-for-1 in the game. Uribe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby fields it and has Dransfeld trapped. There's the throw to McLemore and over to Scudero, who tags Dransfeld for the out. Creed scores. Uribe moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Willie Harris is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scudero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Karros is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Karros hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dransfeld scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Damian Miller is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Crosby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Crosby hits a fly ball into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mulder fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Konerko is 0-for-1 in the game. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McLemore hits a line drive into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Scudero is 0-for-1 in the game. Scudero hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Rowand. Scudero reaches second base with a double. Burns moves to third. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Keelty is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Keelty hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Alomar fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Dye is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dye takes first base on ball 4. Aribil Durazo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Durazo is 0-for-1 in the game. Durazo hits a pop-up towards third. Creed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Rowand is 0-for-1 in the game. Rowand hits a ball on the ground towards third. McLemore fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Creed is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Creed hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kelly Dransfeld is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Dransfeld is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dransfeld hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-0 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Creed moves to third. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uribe is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Uribe hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Karros is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Karros is 0-for-1 in the game. Karros strikes out. One out. Damian Miller is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Crosby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Crosby is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dransfeld scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Harris is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harris strikes out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lee strikes out. Two outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Konerko is 0-for-2 in the game. Konerko strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 0-for-1 in the game. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Harris. Burns reaches second base with a double. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scudero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Scudero hits a fly ball into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Keelty is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Keelty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rowand is 0-for-2 in the game. Rowand hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Creed is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Creed hits a pop-up towards short. Crosby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kelly Dransfeld is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Dransfeld is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dransfeld hits a line drive towards first. Karros catches it and steps on first to double up Rowand. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dye is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dye hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Aribil Durazo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Durazo is 0 for 2 in the game. Durazo hits a line drive into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Karros is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Karros is 0 for 2 in the game. Karros hits a fly ball into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Damian Miller is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dransfeld scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scudero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Uribe is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Uribe takes first base on ball 4. Willie Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulder fires to first and picks off Uribe. Two outs. Willie Harris is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Karros juggles the ball. That's an error on Karros. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. McLemore fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Michael Jackson now pitching. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Crosby is 0 for 2 in the game. Crosby strikes out. One out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McLemore is 0 for 2 in the game. McLemore bunts towards the mound. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burns is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Uribe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Messer now pitching. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lee hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Konerko is 0 for 3 in the game. Konerko hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ross Glode pinch runs for Paul Konerko. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rowand is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rowand strikes out. Two outs. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Creed is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Creed hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keelty. Creed reaches second base with a double. Glode moves to third. Jose Valentin pinch hits for Kelly Dransfeld. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is walked intentionally. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. McLemore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics won. The Athletics will come to bat. Ross Glode now playing first base. Jose Valentin now playing shortstop. Shingo Takatsu now pitching. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Scudero is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Scudero hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Coetzee pinch hits for Bobby Keelty. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Coetzee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Takatsu fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dye is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dye strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Burns now playing left field. Mark Coetzee now playing center field. Arthur Rhodes now pitching. Juan Uribe batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Uribe is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Uribe takes first base on ball 4. Willie Harris is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Harris is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Harris bunts towards the mound. Rhodes fields it and throws to first for the out. Uribe moves to second. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Lee is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lee is walked intentionally. Ross Glode is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Glode takes first base on ball 4. Uribe moves to third. Lee moves to second. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Rowand is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rowand hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Koch now pitching. Aribil Durazo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Durazo is 0 for 3 in the game. Durazo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy McMillan pinch hits for Eric Karros. Billy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Creed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Hatberg pinch hits for Damian Miller. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Durazo moves to second. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hatberg hits a line drive into right field. Rowand picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rowand. Durazo scores. Hatberg moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Crosby is 0 for 3 in the game. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hatberg moves to third. Two outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. McLemore is 0 for 3 in the game. McLemore is walked intentionally. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. McLemore moves to second. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burns is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Burns hits a line drive into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Melhus now catching. Scott Hatberg now playing first base. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Creed is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Creed hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Valentin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Valentin bunts towards third. McLemore fields it and throws to first for the out. Creed moves to second. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hatberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alomar for the out. Creed moves to third. Two outs. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Uribe is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Uribe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. John Atkins now pitching. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Scudero is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Scudero strikes out. One out. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Coetzee is 0-for-1 in the game. Coetzee hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from McAfee Coliseum in Oakland.